Traditionally, when showing work in a gallery, an artist will complete the work. The curator will hang it up. Audiences will come and see it until the exhibition closes. But an exhibit on view now at the Atlanta Contemporary Arts Center tweaked that formula by having the artist continually return to the gallery to alter their work. My colleague Mike John spoke to one of the artists involved and has this.
The exhibit is called In Translation. It features three artists, and the title, according to the Atlanta Contemporary Arts Center's description, refers to their interest in how information and experience can be translated from one state to another.
So instead of saying, here's an object, and it goes here.
This is artist Nathan Sherritt, one of the three in the show.
And it's on the wall for the opening, and then it stays that way the entire length of the show. We're looking at more of being able to take my studio practice and bring it into the gallery system.
And Sherritt's studio practice is a bit like a mad scientist's lab. I visited his studio there at the Contemporary before the show opened, and the place is full of computers and 3D printers and scraps of projects in progress. And there are images pinned to the walls. We took a look at two of them. The first.
This is my sketch of my candy dot face. So for Christmas, I just happened to get from my sister a sort of joke gift of make your own candy dot set.
You know, the kind of candy that comes on the rolls of paper.
Then there's just the little candy dots, and yeah, you peel them off and eat them, and you'd always get some paper in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Sherritt thought that candy dots would be an interesting medium to make art with. He often makes images in what are called halftones.
Halftones are a way of breaking down a photograph into small dots.
Like in newsprint.
So I spent the weekend mixing up all these bright colored frostings. So now I'm going to take this self-portrait of myself, make it 5'10", which is how tall I am, mm-hmm, on the wall, and divide it into 3-inch strips, and then fill it all up with candy dots.
How long do you expect that process to take?
I don't know.
Okay.
The other image he shows me is of what looks like the page from a book, but in sort of a photo negative. And it actually is from a book.
The first page of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein text. So I've looked at Frankenstein in the past, the text of it, as a sort of analog to my own upbringing.
Because the Frankenstein monster, you'll recall, was biological but also reanimated by technology. So he had this dual nature. Sherritt looks at himself as similarly of two worlds.
Because I was half adopted and half biological when I was 5. So I use the narrative that she's put in there, and I take her words out, and then I fill in all the negative space between the words. So basically what we're looking at is, instead of seeing all the words being blacked out, we're seeing all the spaces in between the words.
The idea behind the In Translation exhibit is flux. The artists whose works are on display spent time in the gallery after the opening adding to, altering, or working on their pieces. For Nathan Sherritt's portion, this page from Frankenstein became his ongoing project. So I met up with him a few weeks later, after the work had been in the gallery for a while.
Do you want to go downstairs?
Yeah, let's check it out.
Let's go downstairs.
In the time between designing the work, which is called
Ligatures, page 1, or Nathan Sherritt's Modern Prometheus,
and now, the work grew in scale from that scrap of paper to a wild pattern of black blocks on the wall above our heads.
So what I ended up doing is I've got 7 strips of vinyl that I cut out the spaces in between the text.
And it looks like you've, in the darkness that's left between the spaces of the letters, you've been filling in some text here.
Yeah, so I took out Mary Shelley's words, but you can see the silhouettes on the edges of the words. And so you can start to see, like, you can pick out an F, a T, an E, an I, or something like that, you know, another I. So you can start to put together from these abstract shapes, you can still pick out pieces of meaning. Mm. And so I start looking between those spaces and where her words used to be, but I don't know what her words are anymore. And I start putting in my own narrative. Things that like go through my head on my studio wall before they come to the gallery.
So kind of like in Frankenstein, something which has been obliterated has been stitched together and new life and meaning have been zapped into it. As he's worked on it over the course of the show, he's even stamped dates into the wall next to it to mark the days. Oh, and that sketch of the candy portrait?
This one's called Bathroom Selfie in Sugar and Spice and also Ants.
It is made out of sugar, after all. They've since taken care of the ant problem.
This is, gosh, I don't even know, 36 or something rolls of candy dots that I've turned into a halftone self-portrait. So all the little dots are all ordered in different sizes, and those different sizes, when you put them all together, form an image of me with my tongue sticking out.
Now, did the scale of this change from the prototype to the final product? Because I remember when we talked, you'd mentioned something about it planning for it to be like your height, basically.
Right, my height. Yeah, I did. It started out as my height, so 5'10", and then I was like, oh, if I'm going to do it 5 feet, I might as well do it like 7 feet. And then I was like, oh, if I'm going to do it 7 feet, I might as well do it 10 feet. And then I accidentally miscalculated, and then it was like 13 feet. So
it fits on the wall.
Yeah, it just barely.
Indeed, Nathan's face takes up most of the height of the gallery wall, all laid out on 2-inch rolls of paper in strips of black and blue and pink and orange and green. The two works are side by side and seem to have little to connect them visually. Sherritt insists, though, that Bathroom Selfie and Ligatures are intrinsically related.
Each piece is both based on portraits, self-portraits. So one's made up of lots of tiny little pieces that are easy to read, mm-hmm. and easy to turn those tiny little dots into meaning, which is you can see a face. And the other one has similar content, but then lots and lots of layers and movement, and the other one is much more static. So the pieces sort of talk to each other back and forth.
Nathan Sherritt's work is part of the In Translation exhibit at the Atlantic Temporary Arts Center, which is on display through March 8th. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.